We're now joined by head coach Rick Willett of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs softball team. They had a game last night up in Bethany against South Harrison. Took one on the chin by a score of 11-1. In conference play, beat Gilman City on Thursday. Game played in Jamesport, 10-9. Lost a week ago tonight to Grundy County, 19-9. That game was also played in Jamesport. Next week will be the next action now for the Lady Mustangs. They will host Linn County Monday at Mercer a week from tonight. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
South Harrison, a bigger school. I know that in conference play they've had some struggles in past years, but they're better this year, and they gave you some trouble last night.
Yeah, we started off pretty poor in the first inning. My starting pitcher couldn't find the strike zone, walked five of the first six batters, so I had to pull her. We gave up seven in the first, and after that we played them pretty solid.
Did your team over the last week, you had three games, did you kind of take a step back from the way that you were playing around the conference tournament?
Yeah, the conference tournament, my starting pitcher's lost the strike zone, and that has killed us. She played really well in the conference tournament and then has been off since then, and I've just stayed with her too long. So it's been kind of my fault on those things. I need to go to my second-tier pitcher and just let the kids play behind her.
You've been able to, taking last night out of the equation, every once in a while you just run into a pitcher who slows you down a little bit, but in the games against Grundy and Gilman, you scored the ball well.
Oh, yeah. In the Grundy game, it was 11-9 going into the seventh inning, and that just got out of hand there. But, we battled back on that. And Gilman, yeah, we can hit the ball and we can play. As long as we're doing our game and our pitchers throw strikes, we should be in the hunt.
Who's kind of standing out right now hitting-wise, Coach, hitting the ball hard and getting things going for your offense?
Tana Courtner, my shortstop. She's got like five home runs. I think she's hitting around 620-some RBIs. She's the one who's driving the ball.
Are we talking outside the park home runs or the inside the park home runs?
Inside the park, but home runs, hitting to the gap, that type of thing, not an air home run.
Yeah, the thing is, too, if you're going to get a home run, you have to have some power because generally you're going to have to find a line or a gap or something and then around the bases.
Right. Against Grundy, she had two.
Oh. So is she a junior for you or senior?
Junior,
okay.
Junior. I only have two seniors starting, my pitcher now and a second baseman. The rest are junior or below.
When you look at the last week, the way that the Grundy game ended was disappointing because it really didn't give you a chance to come back into that game when you give up eight runs late, and then you lose last night. So that Gilman City win on Thursday, really important for your team to find a way to get a W in that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're battling for Ws all the time, and the team is playing much better. Like last night, score is not reflective of it, but that was probably one of our best defensive performances in the field, and it's just our pitching let us down.
What kind of separates when you have Class 1 competition, then you move up to go play a South Harrison in Bethany? As I said, a team that hadn't had great success in the win column the last 2-3 years, but a bigger school and things like that. What's the difference that you see with playing a team of that caliber?
They just have more to draw from. We had 22 girls come out for softball. That's pretty much all the girls in our school from 9th grade through 12th. So, that's what you draw from. At a larger school, there's a bigger pool to draw from, so their depth's more, those type of things. We just go with what we have, and then we have to make them into softball players and build on that. And a lot of our kids don't have prior experience. You know what I'm saying? They're not coming up through the ranks. Very few of them are. They're just starting to learn softball in ninth grade.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between, I know, like the Trenton girls, for example, have been playing softball since they've been in diapers, practically. And you have a lot of girls that you just mentioned, they've been learning the sport since the 31st of July.
Yeah, there's some of those. And we have started a junior high program here now, and that will help with that, because now they're starting to play at 7th grade and 8th grade. But it is, when you come in and you assume that the kids would know the rules of the game, and they don't, so you got to get those fundamentals down of base running, of hitting, of fielding, of throwing, all those things, just to get them all on the same page. And then you just, once you can get there, then you can get them into the next level where they start making the cuts right and all those other little things of the game that are really critical if you're going to play good teams and not allow mistakes to come up and give extra outs.
Was your offense in scoring just to run last night, Coach? Was it shut down as much as that might indicate, or did you hit in some tough luck sometimes?
No, they played good defense. I mean, we hit the ball hard, and they just made the plays. And some of those were just really good plays. Otherwise, we'd have scored a few more runs. But their center fielder made a great catch on a hard drive into the gap. So, I mean, it is what it is. When you hit it hard right at somebody, that's just what happens. But, I'm comfortable with my hitting and my fielding. It's now just as long as my pitcher comes in there and throws some strikes, we should be competitive. It's all on that. Walks have killed us all year. It's just has killed us. In the Grundy game, we had 22 walks. And you're just not going to win too many games that way.
No, eventually you start putting up that many walks in seven innings, and you can kind of do the math. There's going to be a bunch of runs that score where the defense can't do anything.
Correct. You know, you can't throw out a walk, those type of things. That's been the problem, but we're getting better in developing that. And the kids, really, from the first game on and from summer camp on, they're playing good. And you can see it. And like I said, we have four wins. We want to get a couple more as we go into districts and those type of things. But the kids have moved up quite a bit, and it's a good thing to build off of. And like I said, we're a pretty young team, and it's good to see them. They're excited to play, and they're still there's no quit in them. And no matter how far we're down, they're not going to give up because we've come back in games too. So
it's an interesting spot for the girls to be, and you just kind of touched on this, that in past years, Clyde County be looking to find a way to just get a victory, you know, get that goose egg off of the win column and get a victory or two there. And now the girls, they've won a few, and they're not sneaking up on anybody, or you know, folks aren't saying don't overlook Tri-County. Folks are looking at your team when you play your team as legit, and the girls have, you know, these expectations. It puts them in kind of a completely different spot than they've been the last couple of years.
Oh yeah, I mean, some of these girls had never really won a ball game except for one game in their whole high school career. And again, we are competitive and we are winning games and we're in other games, and they can see that. And the other teams can see that, and the umpires see it, you know, that have coached our games. They can see we're a different team, and we play hard, and the kids have their energy's up, their excitement level's up, and they're enjoying it, and it's a joy to coach them. It really is, and we're getting there. It's just hard to do it in one year.
It's kind of hard to take that next step, too, how you go from a team that, you know, it was tough to win games, now you've won a few. Taking that next step, that's a challenge, and it's hard to go step by step in building the program, isn't it?
Oh yeah, there's so many attention to detail type things, just to get them. You know, you hit your cutoff, those type of things in the right position. Everybody moving. You know, I have a young catcher in Jaden Allman. She's doing a great job. I mean, she's thrown out five runners stealing, and we pick people off the base. So, you know, those are things that you want to see. If somebody's taking too big a lead, you know, you get them. Those type of are what winning teams do. And when you're bringing a program back that hasn't been winning, you got to get instill that into them and teach them how to win. And so you're not expecting the shoe to drop and lose. You're expecting to make the play and win. And that's where we're getting. And the kids, the switch is turning, and you can see it in them when they're playing.
Head Coach Rick Willett of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. They're off for the rest of the week. They host Linn County next Monday. Mercer, up at Mercer. That will be a road game a week from tonight. Congrats on the victory over Gilman City on Thursday, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Tom.